But we have got in the studio Juliet Leglet. Is that right? Have I said that right, Julie? I hope I said that right.
You've nearly got that right, Simon. Stephen.
We're both saying different names here, Julie.
We're obviously both having a really bad day today. Let's start again, shall we?
Yeah, shall we? Anyway.
Yes, Stephen. The name is Julie.
Julie Leggett.
At least
I get that right, at least. Now, you was down at the Summer Nights Lights Festival for the last 2 weeks.
That's correct.
One's just last week gone. And you're speaking on behalf of the Angular Water Love Every Drop. Now, you know, we imagine, you know, we put things down the plug holes, peas, fats, we even wipes down the toilet. We just chuck everything down the toilet, not giving it a good thought where it goes. Now, you are with this organisation which promotes people about making them aware of where this gunk and all that goes to.
Yes.
How did you get involved in it, Julie?
Well, I was very fortunate to become involved with a local charity based in Thundersley called Castle Point Association of Voluntary Services, known as CAVS for short. And this is a fantastic charity. It was founded in 1994. It's a not-for-profit charity that provides support and guidance to voluntary and community organisations. It runs a number of core projects, which brings benefit to the local community. And some of those services include things such as a befriending scheme to help lonely and vulnerable people in the community, things such as Ways to Wellness, which helps improve the health and well-being of people in the locality, a Be Safer scheme for people with learning disabilities, and including, the reason I'm here today, is a project that was commissioned to CAVS by Anglian Water to help project manage, which is called the Keep It Clear campaign.
Wow.
And that's how I became involved with the charity on this.
Wow, that's amazing. How long has CAVS been running on behalf of...
Well, since 1994.
So
It is an established charity.
Incredible.
Providing a really, really important range of community services.
Right. And what sort of things do you find what people are actually chucking down sinks or even down their toilets? What's been quite shocking, and it's going to open all our eyes up, really.
Yes, yeah. It is actually shocking, unfortunately, about what does reach going down the toilet. And it's unbelievable, you know, when we go and talk to community groups about this, that some of the things that end up at the pumping station, so we're told, are things which shouldn't be, basically, such as false teeth or prosthetic limbs or mobile phones.
Really?
Or even fish, for example.
No.
So it's a shocking amount of stuff that actually, you know, goes down the loo that shouldn't. Oh. But in the case of the Keep It Clear campaign, it is actually pertinent to two particular key issues, which is fat, oil and grease.
That's the biggest thing, isn't it?
That is one of the biggest things.
It's very hard to get rid of,
That goes down the plug hole. And the other thing is sanitary waste and what we call the wicked wipes.
Right.
And that's actually known as unflushables. And it's basically responsible for thousands of blockages a year in our sewer system.
Wow.
And when we think of our sewer system, you know, I know we don't think of that on a day-to-day basis necessarily, but it does play one of the most important roles in the protection of public health.
Mm.
And so with the sewer systems unfortunately hitting such a problem with these blockages that are happening, it leads to nasty smells, it can cause flooding in our homes and gardens, and sewage spills into local rivers and waterways, so it then becomes very much an environmental issue. more than half of the 30,000 blockages that Anglian Water actually clears out of the sewer system are caused by these unflushable items going down the sinks and loos. It basically is costing something like over £7 million a year to put right.
That's incredible. £7 million.
Yes, that's right.
Amazing.
And the key issue with this campaign is what we're trying to drive and educate people on is that because it's such a problem, half of these, more than half of these blockages could actually be avoided if people, you know, do understand about the correct waste disposal. So why is it such a big problem? Well, it's a problem because in the first instance, wipes don't disintegrate like toilet paper down. Yeah.
But do they have like a little bin next to the toilets? I've seen those where you put all your...
Well, we encourage people through the education talks that we do.
Yes.
To say to people the only things that should be going down the toilet are the three P's,
yes.
Which is pee, poo and paper,
exactly.
To put it bluntly.
Well, that's what the toilets were made for.
So in all instances, wipes, whether it says on packaging they're fully flushable or biodegradable, they simply do not break down like toilet paper. And that causes sewers to block up and overflow, and it mixes with all this sort of fat, oil and grease, and then it, you know, creates these very difficult problems like fatbergs in the sewer system, hard rocks of fat which stops everything flowing freely.
Because that must affect all the instruments when they do all these treatments. They're treating the water. And
absolutely.
It must clog up all their pipes and all their the works and everything.
Yes.
That's where the money's going,
yes.
to keep that all
It is. It becomes very much a pollution issue, along the line.
In
fact, it's estimated that 20,000 tonnes of fat, oil and grease actually hits our sewer network at any one time.
Wow.
And that, to put it in simple language so people can understand, is that that's about the size of 8 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Wow.
And most of these blockages are caused by, you know, homeowners putting stuff down the sinks and the loos that shouldn't be going down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody has a responsibility to play their part in helping to keep things clear. And this is why we go out into the community of Basildon and in Thurrock to talk to people and hand out these free campaign giveaways, just like we did at the recent community events here, to help people to keep it clear.
Yes, yes, definitely. Not just a community that, just like your average household, but you also, do you do anything for the businesses as well? Do you cover the business side of it? Because, do they have a policy of what they can chuck down the sink and what and stuff like that? Do you watch over them as well?
Well, yes, businesses, such as restaurants.
That's what I meant,
yes, and so forth, do have a legal obligation to dispose of their fat and oil and food in a responsible way. And that is a legal thing.
Yeah.
We, as householders, should care about this issue, not only because it's a costly problem, but to help the environment, we need to protect our rivers and our wildlife.
Yeah.
Keeping the sewer system clear to do its job of taking sewage away from our homes and businesses is really, really important. And this campaign's primary objective is to encourage everyone to make small changes at home to help stop this very big and expensive problem.
Yeah.
It can obviously have a knock-on effect to us as consumers in our own water bills, for example. Yeah. So in encouraging people to play their part and dispose of waste in the right way, this is talking about people making the right actions to help keep it clear. And the campaign, importantly, is supported by volunteers that work with me in the community. So CAVS as a charity relies on its volunteers in all of its...
Mind me asking, how many volunteers?
Core services. Well, CAVS will be looking at having, I believe, in total, probably at least over the 150, 200 volunteers on their books, helping with core services.
Is that right across the UK?
This is basically concentrating on the local community of Castle Point, Rochford and Rayleigh.
Right.
But on the Keep It Clear campaign too, we rely on volunteers coming forward to help with this initiative. And we are supported by some excellent people that care for the environment and care about what is actually happening out there to help protect our sewer system.
Yeah. And protecting the environment as well. That's the main key
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Anglian Water have invested, or are investing, a great deal of time to something called Pollution Watch, which is helping to crack down on pollution in rivers and waterways as well. So the whole issue is a very big one. And CAVS is not just one of the organisations helping on this campaign. It is running around the country, where Anglian Water have commissioned various agencies and voluntary service organisations to come together to outreach as widely as possible, because that's the only way we can spread out the message about the campaign.
And the power of radio is just doing that this afternoon.
Well, we very much hope that the power of radio will get out to Basildon and Thurrock listeners about this campaign. Any organisation or local community group that would welcome a talk with free campaign giveaways, we would love to do that. And we can be contacted through CAVS on 01268 638 497, and a call to CAVS will then ensure that I'm contacted about any interest that we receive from people that are listening in today.
Brilliant. Stick around, we're going to talk a bit more about that. We've just got some outbreaks to go through. CAD's here, Julia is here, talking about what we should be doing with our sewage, and not sticking it down just plugs or drains or toilets. And not only that, it blocks you up and it stinks your place out and everything else. So it's a good, positive, good afternoon. Julia, we'll speak a little bit later on.